Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline for his weekly hit is our guy, Tim Dillard. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. And Brewers Unfiltered podcast each and every week comes out at Brewers.com and, of course, on the Odyssey app. Tim, what are we talking about this week on the Brewers Unfiltered podcast?
I don't know. I'm trying to get past that whole Wendy's bit. Man, $5, man. I'm in on that.
Yeah, $5 is a great deal for all
that. We can hook you up with some gift cards. Don't worry. We got you.
Yeah. I'm a gift cardsman, believe it. The Brewers Unfiltered podcast coming out later today, talking everything Brewers, Rowdy Tellez. Brewers have had back-to-back NL Players of the Week, Willy Adames and now Rowdy Tellez. So That's a big portion of it, and we break down a little bit about Brandon Woodruff's start yesterday.
Nice. Tim, just talk a little bit about this little road trip that they're on, and I think a lot of fans, not Leroy and I, but a lot of fans are looking for. We want to see them play the Braves, and we want to see them play this team, and beat this team, that team. You played the game because it's 162 games.
Tim? I think it's 250.
It's so many games to play. It is. And so you can't get too high with the highs and you can't get too low with the lows. I don't know if fans actually understand that.
As a baseball player, when you're actually playing, you just play the game. You don't really look too far ahead. You don't look too far in the past. It's about where you're at. And I'll say this, sometimes you don't even know what city you're in. You'll wake up after, long sleep, and you're like, where am I? I forgot what city we're in. So that's the kind of the attention span of a baseball player. Like, you want to have a short memory. You can't let the highs get too high, lows get too low. Yeah, so that plays with the short memory.
Yeah, Tim, Leroy Butler. Now, here's the thing. You go and play Atlanta. I mean, they don't have a great record, but it's still a great team. I know they lost Freeman. But now you come back and play Cincinnati, and to boot, you're going up against Green, who a guy who they just knocked the cover off the ball. So to Gary's point, now people are going to say, well, wait a minute. Now you go down to Atlanta, you lose two or three there, but you have to play who you have to play.
That's true. You gotta, it doesn't matter who you're playing. If you can be the worst team in the league, but they can oftentimes beat the best team in the league.
That's true.
For whatever reason, that's just how it's drawn up sometimes. There's no explanation. I think that's why you do play 162 games, because if you only played, 50, you wouldn't get an accurate description in how good a team really is, how good an organization really is. But yeah, this guy tonight is throwing 103
yes,
miles an hour, and the Brewers got to him. They got to him last week because they were just preparing for the fastball. They destroyed it. And then they started getting sliders, which is his second or third best pitch. So that right there is what the Brewers' plan was. But you got to think that this Green guy is going to have a plan coming back for him.
Yeah, Freddy Peralta tonight, his ERA is still around 5 because, you know how it is with pitching. You have one or two games or one or two innings, and it can get a little bit inflated. It would be nice to see him get back on track and try to get like some of these other guys and strike out a lot.
Freddie, he likes the heat, so hopefully it'll be a little bit sweaty in Cincinnati. He can throw that slider, but the fastball up in the zone is just kind of where he lives, and then everything goes off of that. But Freddie's a good pitcher. Woodruff, I mean, their whole starting rotation has got to be the best in baseball. And they're just, you know, there's hiccups. Everybody has hiccups. I had them earlier today for whatever reason. But it's all about the longevity of the game and what your season looks like. These guys make adjustments in real time, and the more innings they throw, the quicker it gets for them.
Talking with Tim Diller again. Brewers Unfiltered coming out later today. Brewers.com, of course, on your Odyssey app. You can download it there too. Bally Sports Wisconsin, pre and post game host there, also fills in for Rock when he needs a few days off. Just got this transaction from the Brewers. Gustave sent down to AAA, and they are recalling J.C. Mejia from AAA Nashville. Keston Hira was sent down in the last few days as well. Just how tough is that mentally? To do this whole up and down thing from big league roster down to AAA, and then back up and then back down. And because that's something the NFL doesn't have. They don't have that farm system. NBA, yeah, they have the G League, but it's still
They cut you in
it's NFL. Right. They're still not that type of up and downness in the NBA either. That's got to be a strain of some sort.
It is. I mean, if I would have mastered that, then I probably would still be playing somewhere. But that was tough. It's a tough gig, and you got to find guys that can do that, and they're pretty rare. I know the Brewers like to have a swinging door, so if you're good and you just pitch too much, which is Gustave's case because he's been pitching a ton in the last week or so. He actually didn't pitch for like 7 days and then pitched like every other day for like 10 days. So I think they're just giving him a break and then bringing up a fresh arm. That's really what the luxury that you're able to do that with a big league team. You know, if you have a roster at 26 now, you can afford to just have one guy that you just keep rotating through the door up and down the entire season.
You know, when we talk about Brandon Woodruff last night in a struggle against Cincinnati, and he's another guy like Leroy mentioned earlier about Freddie Peralta, that his numbers aren't where you want him to be. Now, the Brewers rotation has been fine because Eric Lauer is pitching lights out. Yep. Corbin Burns is Corbin Burns still at this point. Is there anything you're seeing from Woodruff? Because he's had, what, I want to say three outings, maybe that weren't the best, and then two outings that were pretty good. Different from maybe what you saw from Woodruff at the beginning of last year?
Well, he was nails last night for the first three or four innings. He did give up a home run on a sinker down that didn't sink as much as he wanted. But aside from that, solo home runs to win the ball game. He just keeps getting hit with these big innings. It starts off with a little dink of a base hit, and then there's a walk, and then there's, you know, the big double, and then the home run. I think it comes back to him pitching out of the stretch, because when he's out of the windup, he is dirty. That's where most of his strikeouts come from. That's where most of the broken bats come from. But with guys on base, for whatever reason, his stuff isn't playing as well. That's the one thing I've seen. I'm sure that, you know, that's just me from the outside looking in. If I talk to him, he may give a completely different story. But just from the outside looking in on all the games that I've seen, I just feel like out of the stretch where you make your most important pitches is basically where he's gone wrong. And for me, that's something that you can correct in a bullpen from start to start. And I think that's what we'll see next time he's back out there.
Yeah, they have the Willie Adames bobblehead, May 22nd. I'm going to have to get me one of those. How's it working with Craig Krishan? How you say his name, Steve?
Craig Krishan.
Yeah. I think he's one of the better voices out there. We've had him on from time to time. I mean, it just the one thing about it is he's a good setup man for you, and you guys do very good together. How has that been?
Craig's amazing. He teaches me nonstop. He doesn't have to. I don't think that's part of his job description at all, but he helps me all the time, makes me look good. And I honestly think he could be on the national stage.
No
I
question.
Bet he had opportunities
no
years ago, but I think he chose to stay in the area because he loves this area. So he is amazing. And yes, his voice is it's just so soothing. There's times we come back from break and he's like, "Welcome back to Brewers Live." And I'm just like, there's no other place I'd rather be than right here with Craig.
You know, Tim, when we talk about this division right awesome. Now, coming into the season, it was, you know, Reds, Cubs, Pirates all expected to be towards the bottom. That's pretty much what's happened. And everybody expected to be between the Brewers and the Cardinals. Brewers up two games right now at this point and sitting in first place. Obviously, we've seen the Cardinals a little bit throughout the first month or so of the season. What do you make of them? Do you see them as a legitimate threat to the Brewers the rest of the year, or do you think this is just the Brewers division, everybody else behind them?
I mean, it's like I said before, baseball, anything can happen. There's such a long season there, but the Cardinals were, I mean, they were playing terrific when they faced them at home, and the Brewers were able to split that series. So, I mean, can they maintain that? We've already seen where they trickled off. As red hot as they were, they just ran into a funk and started losing games. So is it something they can keep doing? It's hard to say. But one thing that we do know about the Brewers is that they don't stay down for long. They come back in surges. They start putting together winning streaks, you know, 3, 4, 5, 7 games. That's right there the sign of a good team. When you can pull that out several times over just a month of a season, that's a sign of really good ball clubs.
Tim, another thing real quick that we get calls on a lot is Craig Counsell use of players and use of the lineup. There could be a righty lineup. There could be a lefty lineup. Telez in, Telez out.
Colton Wong.
Second. Now he's at 7. when Craig does all these different things, and I'm not against, I'm just talking, the players obviously have to buy in to these adjustments that Craig has made. How does that work in baseball? I know Leroy and I talked about it in football that, yeah, you know, coach comes up to you and is honest and say, hey, this could change, this is where it could be. How does Craig handle the different lineups with different players as they move up and down the lineup or having days off? How does that work in your world?
Well, he's very transparent about it. And what you're seeing is a National League manager navigating what's basically the American League now with the DH. So when you're facing a lefty or a righty, Craig Counsell's been putting basically lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty to throw off the pitchers and whoever you bring after that, because bullpen guys have to face minimum of 3 hitters. So if you bring in a lefty specialist, you're facing at least 1 righty in those 3 batters. So there's a little strategery going on there with Craig Counsell. But I think what you found since McCutchen went on the COVID protocol list, Colton Wong's been back at that leadoff spot. And you know what? He's been doing really well. I would like to think that once Kutch comes back, they're just going to leave Wong in that leadoff role. He does really well. McCutchen did good, but McCutchen needs to be in the 4th hole, because we found that Telez is amazing in the 5 hole because he just drives everybody in after everyone's on base. And you got to keep Adames in number 2. And you know what? Christian Yelich is on the verge of having a great year, a very great comeback year with power. He's played in almost every single game, made a diving catch last night. I should say sliding catch. I guess it was more of a slide, but that's what you're going to get. You're going to get the first 5 guys that have almost played in every single game this season. You add the mix of Hunter Renfroe, and then your 7, 8, 9 guys got 3 RBIs and 4 hits last night. So nice. They're getting production all the way around the lineup. You just have to navigate it, and by telling these guys, hey, we need you to stay here in this role until we figure out where it shakes out. But that's where I see it since the first month of the season. That's what the lineup should be.
Now, Rowdy Telez has been hitting cover off the ball. Where should he be situated at all times?
Yeah, I think the 5 hole. I think the
just keep it
for whatever
there.
Reason. Just keep him there. Just, he's okay, done well in that first inning or so. If he's up, you don't want to have him, you know, batting in the 3 hole and come up with 2 outs and nobody on anytime soon. The 5 hole almost guarantees him. He won't be leading off every time, but he's probably going to come up with people on base, and that's what you want with your RBI guy, because he's been having such good at bats. I mean, that's scary for pitchers.
There's no righty or lefty with Rowdy, is there? I mean, does it matter?
Yeah, if it's a left-handed pitcher.
Left-handed pitcher, right-handed pitcher, does it matter with him?
Well, I talked to him about the 3rd day he was with the Brewers last year, just to get to know him, and he says he wants to be an everyday player. And last year, he was still platooning. So he said, what I want to do is I want to play every day. I asked a couple of coaches. They said, you got to be able to hit lefties, and you got to be able to play good defense. So he said since then, he's very, you know, he's concentrated on how he can attack lefties and, you know, obviously working on his defense. And what you find is that he hit lefties extremely well last year, and he's still doing it again this year. Maybe not the numbers, but they hadn't faced a whole lot of left-handed pitching. But that's what you need from a guy every single game going to go out there and play. You need him. It doesn't matter the pitcher. You need him to go out there and swing the bat.
He is Tim Dillard. Follow him, of course,
good
on
stuff.
Twitter
stuff,
at Tim Dillard. Brewers Unfiltered, the newest one coming out later today on your Odyssey app or at Brewers.com. Of course, Bally Sports Wisconsin, catch them there pre and post game with Craig Kishon, right? Absolutely. Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot,
it.
Thank you, Timmy.
Yeah, see y'all next week.
You betcha. Talk to you next week. There he is, Tim Dillard, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.